Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Dr. Nupur Raji, and I'm live at the ASH annual meeting in Atlanta, Georgia. What I will be doing today is presenting an updated multicenter study of BB2121, an anti-BCMA CAR T-cell therapy. We're very excited about this data, which is going to be presented at this meeting, and this is using cellular therapy to target a protein called BCMA, which stands for B-cell maturation antigen. Now, most of us know that BCMA, or the B-cell maturation antigen, is pretty much present on all plasma cells, as well as very mature B-cells. So what we have learned over the last several years is that BCMA is a great target for treatment with in multiple myeloma. The approach here is using cellular therapy, which is using CAR T cells. These are second generation CAR T cells, wherein we have included a CD3 zeta activation domain, and there's the BB212 co-stimulatory domain to create these CARs, recognizing this protein called BCMA. We had presented data on 21 patients earlier on at ASCO this year, and at this meeting we are presenting updated results of this clinical trial. Patients who were accrued onto this clinical trial were patients who had at least 3 lines of treatment, and they had to have been relapsed and refractory to their last line of treatment. The majority of patients had received an IMiD as well as a proteasome inhibitor and were in fact refractory to both of these, and a large proportion of these had received a CD38 monoclonal antibody as well. All patients on this trial had received a stem cell transplant. The CAR T cells were generated after isolating peripheral blood mononuclear cells, and then they were processed and created at an outside lab facility, and then after giving patients lymphodepletion, which was done in-house with both Cytoxan and fludarabine, these transfected T cells were injected back into people. We did a classic phase 1 dose escalation CAR T cell approach. In this situation, we started off with 50 million cells, went all the way up to 800 million cells. And when you look at the data in aggregate in over 20 patients, close to 21 patients now, we found that the response rate was about 80% plus. But when you look at the doses which were relevant, which is more than 150 million cells given to patients, we saw 100% response rate in these patients. What was also striking in this was that responses were early. We saw bone marrow clearing of BCMA positive plasma cells as early as day 15 on bone marrow exams. And when you look at response rates, we saw 100% of patients responding with in excess of 70% with a VGPR or better, with a significant number of patients becoming MRD negative in patients who were very refractory to previous treatments. The obvious next question in this situation is, what is the toxicity associated with such an approach? We were fortunate to see that the toxicity was generally manageable. We did see CRS, which also stands for cytokine release syndrome, in the majority of patients, but most of the CRS which we saw here was grade 1 and 2. We did see a couple of patients who had grade 3 CRS as well, and the antidote to CRS, which is an anti-IL-6 receptor antibody called tocilizumab, was used only in 4 of these patients. We are going to be presenting some updated toxicity information as well, but we did not, up until recently, see a whole lot of neurotoxicity. We did see one patient with grade 4 neurotoxicity in this patient population, which was appropriately managed with steroids and with tocilizumab, and the patient is doing quite well. The obvious other question which is considered in this kind of a situation is, who are the patients who would qualify for this kind of an approach? As of right now, we've had patients as old as 74 and 75 on this clinical trial, and we've seen that because of the manageable toxicity, we've been able to deliver the strategy to these patients. Going forward, we'll have to see how sustained these responses are. We have have a median response duration of close to a little over 4 months, but we've gone out in excess of 1 year in patients who've been on this treatment. What we are presenting at this meeting is our updated results on a combination approach in the non-transplant eligible patients, which is a combination of lenalidomide, bortezomib, and dexamethasone. We call this our RVD light regimen, and it is called so because we've kind of dose modified this since this is an elderly patient population. We know that triplet therapies have shown a benefit in terms of not just progression-free survival in myeloma, but also now based on the SWOG data, we've seen an overall survival advantage in this patient population. We therefore have modified this triplet regimen wherein we are using bortezomib on a weekly schedule in a subcutaneous fashion. We are using lenalidomide at a slightly lower dose of 15 milligrams for 21 days, and we are dose adjusting the dexamethasone based on the age of the patient, so that if you're above the age of 75, you get an attenuated dose of dexamethasone. If you're below the age of 75, you're getting the higher dose of dexamethasone. These results are being presented at this meeting by my colleague, Dr. Betsy O'Donnell from Mass General, and what she has shown very nicely in close to 53 patients is that this is a generally very well-tolerated regimen with a little bit of dose adjustment with some of the doses based on either fatigue or neuropathy. What was most striking about this triplet combination in this patient population was that the oldest patient treated on this was 90 years old, and we saw a very nice overall response rate of 92%, with more than 70% of patients achieving a VGPR or better. This very nice response rate with very tolerable toxicity translated into a progression-free survival benefit of about 36 months, and the overall survival median has not yet been reached. So we believe that this RVD light regimen or a dose-adjusted regimen of this triplet formulation for non-transplant ineligible patients is a very well-tolerated regimen, and in fact should be considered the standard of care for newly diagnosed multiple myeloma patients.